Judd, where are you going?
I'm going to find Vicky. I can't just let her hitchhike to Michigan with all the crazy stuff going on.
You don't even know where she is.
You don't even know where she's going, and Michigan is a big state.
You guys think I should just sit here and twiddle my thumbs?
Wait and see if she calls.
Don't you think we should call Bruce?
No, I don't. We can find her. Besides, we all decided not to treat Bruce like a parent.
But Vicky might be in trouble.
Ryan, I'm not gonna call him. He was reminding me the other day that I need to be responsible for you guys.
Relax, man. It ain't your fault Vicky took off.
I know, but if I'd have driven her there myself, she wouldn't be trying to thumb a lift.
I just don't know how you think you're gonna find her. I mean, she ain't got no car phone or nothing.
She might already be there.
All right. I'll wait.
She might call.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose.
She will. She's sort of trustworthy.
Maybe you're right, Ryan.
I know you're worried about her.
I'm worried about all of you.
I know. Chill out.
She's gonna be okay.
Yeah? I hope you're right.
The Kids Left Behind. Episode 14, The Deacon.
Come on in, honey. You can sit right here between us.
Yeah, we'll take a lady like you anywhere you want to go.
That's okay.
You had your thumb out there. Now, where do you want to go?
Nowhere.
Oh, no, you don't.
Leave me alone!
You ain't getting away from me!
No!
Gotcha! Now, little girl, we're gonna have some fun!
Let me go! Let me go!
When I'm done with you, I'll let you go!
No! Help me! Help me! Let me!
Hey! What are you doing hitting my truck?
Come on, old man. Haven't you heard? Wooden baseball bats are out. Everyone's using aluminum now.
Unless you want me laying this wood in your head, you better let the lady go.
You ain't gonna do nothing with that bat.
You better be sure.
I'd watch it. This dude looks crazy.
Forget this. This little biscuit ain't worth the effort.
Get in my truck, girl.
Thank you.
Now you boys hop back in your rig and get a move on. Or what? Or I'm gonna make you listen to my life story. Here?
Don't tell me you're...
That's right.
Who is this guy?
Nobody. Let's get out of here. Trust me, you don't want any of him.
Tell me who he is.
Little lady, you need to be more careful hitchhiking these days.
You saved my life.
Could be.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you headed?
Lansing, Michigan.
It's a little further north than I was going, Tell you what, I can get you as far as Michigan City.
Where's that?
Indiana-Michigan border. How's that sound?
Like an answer to prayer.
Yeah. Okay, let's get rolling. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
Did you say that about the answer to prayer just to get me to drive you, or are you really a praying woman?
I am now.
Aren't we all?
Not yet, I guess.
They call me Deacon.
Deacon? What are you, deacon in a church?
It's my CB handle. Used to be fire starter, but since I found the Lord, that don't seem right.
Makes sense.
So did you answer my question yet?
About being praying?
Let me make it easy. Are you a believer?
Yes, I am. And you can call me Vicky, with an I.
Well, praise the Lord, Vicky with an I. I sure am glad to have my sister company on this trip, even if I just met.
Deacon, this is Fat Fox. Come back.
It's my flock.
Are they believers too?
Not yet. Hey, Fatty, how you doing?
73 to you, Deac. You still toting the Lord?
Always, friend. You will be too if you want to survive the flip side.
Save it, old man. I got your sermon the other day. Just called in to say hey.
Yeah? Well, hey right back. And don't be making the Lord wait too long on you. I want to be calling you brother next time I see you.
Call me whatever you want, preacher. Don't matter to me. I'm out.
He says that, but he's close. I know it.
You witness to these guys?
Behind the CB all the time.
It's pretty cool.
Tell you what. After these vanishings, there were a lot of scared drivers on the road. Scared but curious.
And they don't mind?
Sure they do, but I figure it's way too late to be ashamed to just keep my mouth shut.
So why'd you get left behind? Not believing or not knowing?
I knew it. My mother had told me my whole life about God.
Just didn't care? Or...
I cared about Mom. Problem was, I blamed God because she married the wrong man. I hated him till the day he died.
Sorry to hear that.
I stopped going to church going on 50 years ago. Mom never stopped telling me about God, though. Letters, phone calls, postcards, whatever she could. All the time, right up until she died. When all those people disappeared, I knew what had happened. I knew just what to do, who to pray to, and what to say.
Wow. My whole family was taken. I still had to get it from a pastor.
Oh, yeah?
I was out getting booze when it happened. Can you believe that?
You're kidding me, right?
Why are you laughing?
You don't look like the hard-living type, if you know what I mean.
You're about a week too late. I was what lots of people call trailer trash.
Ah, grew up in a park, did you? A
place called Prospect Gardens.
I can understand you wanting to get away from there.
That's not why I'm going to Michigan. I'm going to see a friend of my brother's.
You say your brother got taken?
Yeah, but Bud's his roommate. I haven't been able to get a hold of him for a couple weeks now. I feel like it's my job to tell him about God.
Hope you're not wasting your time. Not everyone rolls out the red carpet, you know.
I know. Doesn't matter, though. It's just something I gotta do.
Got it! Hello?
Ryan, it's Bruce.
Oh, hi, Bruce. What's up?
I was gonna ask you the same question, man.
I've been reading my Bible.
Great. What are you reading?
Well, I wanted to check out these prophecies, so I've been reading Daniel.
And how's that going for you?
It's pretty steep stuff.
Yeah. Well, first, I'd say take it in pieces. It's not an easy book to understand.
And second?
Pray. A bunch.
I hear that.
Hey, is Judd around?
Yeah, hang on. Judd!
Yeah?
Phone! Bruce.
Oh, thanks.
Yellow?
Judd, how's it going?
Good, I guess. I'm just watching the news.
Uh-huh.
They're changing the sign on Prospect High to Nicolai High.
Yeah, that's why I called.
It's pretty stupid.
Shouldn't surprise you, though. Not with the shift towards a one-world government.
Another pretty clear sign that Carpathia's our boy, huh?
I've never heard of naming a school after a UN Secretary General who's only been in office for 3 weeks.
Hey, I'm done being shocked by anything these guys do.
Hey, listen, I gotta get cracking on my message for Sunday. I was calling to see if the four of you can come to my office tomorrow morning.
Why? What's happening?
Well, I was just talking to the core group of the Trip Force.
Oh, Ray and Chloe Steele, right?
Yeah, and Buck Williams, the journalist.
Yeah.
Well, Buck says that Nikolai and his top people are making themselves unavailable for a few days.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get this. It seems he wants to try and hammer out an understanding between the global community and Israel.
Well, that's good, right?
Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you guys about. Think you can make it?
The three of us can.
Who can't make it?
Vicky. She went to visit her friend Bub in Michigan.
Michigan? How's she getting there?
I guess she's hitchhiking.
Judd, this is not gonna work.
What?
You being in charge of these kids, if you can't control...
Hey, it's not my job to control them. I'm just giving them a place to stay. I'm not their parent. I can't tell them what to do.
Yeah, but you've got to be more careful. The authorities would never stand for your living arrangements if they weren't in the middle of a huge crisis. You're lucky they don't know already.
So are you gonna narc us out?
Come on, Judd, you know me better than that. I'm just being your pastor, and I worry about you.
I know.
Look, can you come by early so I can talk to the three of you?
Yeah, we'll be there.
Good. And try not to lose any more of the gang on the way here.
She just took off,
Judd. Judd, I'm kidding.
Oh. Good one.
All right, I'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for helping me find a ride, Deacon.
I haven't found you one yet.
Yeah, but at least you didn't leave me on the side of the road.
Deacon! Keep preaching, bro.
Count on it. Hey, Claude, are you headed to Motor City tonight?
Southbound. What's up?
My friend needs to get to Lansing, and I'm sure not going to send her with just anyone.
Well, I'm honored, Deke, but unless she wants to wake up in Memphis, I'm the wrong ride.
Thanks anyway.
Listen, Vicky, I got to get rolling soon.
I know. I'll be okay.
I'm sure you will, but I want you to do something for me.
What?
Your boyfriend, Judd.
Oh, he's not my boyfriend.
Okay, this guy, Judd, he's got a car, right?
Yeah?
I want you to call him and have him pick you up. Now, don't shake your head. I want you to hear me out.
Go ahead.
I don't believe in luck or accidents anymore. I think God put you in my truck to protect you.
I can take care of myself.
Like you did against those two knuckleheads earlier today? I'm not even sure if I can take care of myself these days.
But I've got to get in touch with
Bub. I'll check on your friend. I've got some copper friends up in that neck of the woods. They'll dig them up for you.
I was really kind of hoping for a face-to-face.
Well, then, one of these days when I'm headed up that way, I'll give you a ride. Deal?
Do that for me.
Of course. What's a brother for?
Thanks.
No problem. Now go call that friend of yours.
Can I get you anything else, sister?
No. Actually, it looks like my ride just got here. Here you go.
Lucky you. You don't look too happy.
I'm sure he's got a lot on his mind.
Hey, you ready to go?
Yeah. Let me grab my bag. Thanks for getting here so fast.
I'm just glad you didn't get very far.
Me too, now that I think about it.
How did you get this far?
Oh, this is great. A truck driver named Deacon picked me up. You want to hear something cool?
Okay.
He's a Christian. He says he's going to track down Bub for me.
So I'm not going to have to chase you down to some Indiana truck stop for a while?
Hey, I'm sorry, okay? What's your deal?
Listen, Bruce is coming down on me, all right? He says this whole thing isn't working.
So?
So, when you go off and pull stuff like this, I'm thinking he might be right.
So kick me out! I don't answer to Bruce, and I don't answer to you either.
That's not the point, Vic!
I mean, thanks for everything and all, but in case you've forgotten, you're not my parent.
What's the difference? You didn't listen to them either.
Oh, whatever.
Well, I'm just quoting you!
Judd.
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I was just worried about you. I really thought it was a bad idea to go charging off to Michigan, but if you would have told me that you were going to thumb it, I would have brought you myself.
Really?
Are you kidding? I've been worrying about you all day, Vic. Ask Lionel and Ryan.
Okay. You're sounding more like a parent all the time.
I know! And that worries me more than you do!
Great.
It's very funny. Laugh it up.
You know, I really wanted to find Bub, just so I could tell him about God and everything.
There's nothing wrong with that. Who knows, maybe this, Deacon guy can help you track him down.
Yeah, maybe.
Let's hope it's soon, too, huh? School's open a week from Monday.
School? So what? Don't tell me you're going back to school.
Didn't we already have this discussion?
You're gonna be a Nikolai Carpathia High Dub.
Yeah, and I just won't sleep until I get my new letter jacket.
Boy, I thought our football team got mugged before.
You know, hey, Barnell, he's supposed to go to state again this year. I'm sure he'll love being a wrestling dove.
Thing is, some of these people may not be around.
Exactly. And that's why I gotta go back to school when it opens, Vic. There's gonna be a whole bunch of kids there freaked out over who's missing and who's left. And they're never going to hear the truth if we don't tell them.
So what, they're going to have an assembly, hand you a mic, and let you talk about God in a school named after the Antichrist?
Hey, whatever does happen, doesn't happen if you don't show.
Yeah, all right. I still think it's nuts, but whatever.
Besides, I figured with your new look, you'd be wanting to join the Dovettes.
You're just lucky you're operating a motor vehicle right now, smart guy.
What time is it? Oh, no. Hello.
Judd, are you still coming in this morning?
Yeah, we'll be right there. I just forgot to set my alarm.
Well, snap it up there, buddy. I've got a schedule to keep here, huh?
We'll be there in 20.
All right, that works.
Well, Vicky, I wasn't expecting to see you this morning.
Judd was up late on a rescue mission. That's why you overslept. Sorry.
No, I'm just glad to see you back. Safe.
Judd says you have some things you want to tell us.
Yeah. We're running a little tight on time, so let me get to it here. I'm not even sure I can talk about everything that's on my mind. I've been learning so much lately, I feel like I'm going to explode.
I read about people doing that. Spontaneous combustion. This guy in California...
Hey, Ryan.
This guy in California is dying to hear what Bruce has to say.
Oh, I'm sure.
Thank you.
Even though he's already dead.
Stop.
Bruce, it's all yours.
Judd. Listen, I gotta tell you, I used to be horrible at reading my Bible every day. Even though I was a full-time Christian worker, I didn't care.
I know how that goes.
Me too.
But now, I can't get enough. It's like I haven't eaten in months, and someone's just dropped a pot roast on my plate.
You're making me hungry.
Well, that's what God's been doing to me, making me hungry. Sometimes I just drop to my knees and ask God to make what I'm reading clear to me. And he's doing it.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Oh, man, it is awesome, Vicky. But it gets scary, too.
What do you mean?
First, I need to say that I really need your prayers.
Well, there's no problem there.
Yeah, we got you covered.
All of us.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Especially since some of the things I'm going to tell you wouldn't go over that well in public.
Like what?
All right. We know that Nikolai Carpathia is the Antichrist. I mean, he fits all the prophecies. People are drawn to him, flocking to support him. He's been pushing his one-world government and one-world currency.
Yeah, this stuff is old news.
Yeah, has he done anything recently?
Well, you might be surprised to hear he's pushing a peace treaty with Israel.
So they are going for it.
I hadn't heard about that yet.
And he wants to move the UN to Babylon.
Hold on, he actually said that about the treaty with Israel?
Yep, they announced it yesterday.
Isn't that the start of the tribulation, the 7-year peace treaty?
Yep. As soon as the treaty is signed, you can hit your stopwatch. 7 years and counting.
What about the one world religion? Has he done anything with that yet?
Well, he's been saying that he wants to unite the world's religions into one big group that tolerates everyone's beliefs.
Man, this dude doesn't waste any time.
I didn't expect everything to get rolling so fast.
Well, this just proves the point that we need to be out there, preaching Christ everywhere. Let's face it, there's some tough sledding ahead.
I gotta tell you guys, this is all going over my head here. I have no idea what you're saying.
What do you think we've been talking about for the last month?
Well, I'm sorry I don't have your extensive knowledge of all this stuff.
Okay, all right. I'd suggest you two need to call a ceasefire, okay?
Well, I'm just trying
to... I know what you're trying to do, Lionel. But I think it'll help us all out a little if you try to teach him rather than making him feel stupid.
I mean, it's not my fault that I don't know this stuff.
We know. How about you two work on learning this stuff together, okay?
Yeah, I guess.
It's fine by me.
Good. Now, I've been talking to my adult core group, and they want to get together every night for a couple hours for prayer and study.
That's a cool idea.
Now, I was going to say, if you guys want to get together in the afternoons, maybe right after school, that's fine with me.
I think that'd be all right. How about you guys?
Fine with me.
Sure.
Definitely.
Good. If anything changes, I'll either call you or send an email. Remember to check them both, though. Huh?
Yeah, no problem.
That would be really cool, because everything I know about the Bible I've learned in the last few weeks.
And you're probably way ahead of me.
That's okay, Ryan. I can outline what God's revealed already in the Bible, and we can all match it up with current events.
Like this peace treaty thing.
If I'm right, and the treaty with Israel comes in the next few days, we've got no time to waste. I want to lead the way, filling new churches with lots of believers.
That'd be awesome.
I'd love to help with that.
Well, I will need help. Chloe Steele is going to be helping me out, and Loretta, my secretary, is still around, but I'll need more help than that to get everything done.
Like, what are you talking about?
I want to go to Israel. I want to go to the Wailing Wall where the two witnesses have been preaching.
I saw them on the news.
Uh-huh.
Eli and something...
Moshe. Eli and Moshe. Did you know that there's a site on the internet that shows them 24 hours a day?
Boy, fire up the popcorn. That sounds exciting.
Lionel.
I'm just kidding.
So what exactly is the big deal about these guys?
Well, the Bible foretells of 144,000 Jews that rise up and begin preaching to every nation. It talks about a huge soul harvest where maybe a billion people come to Christ. I believe Eli and Moshe are the first two.
Does it really say a billion?
Well, not exactly. Ryan, here. Look up Revelation 9:16, would you?
Oh, that's the last book.
Thanks, man. All right, 9, 16. I got it.
Now, what's it say there?
And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200,000,000, and I heard the number of them.
What was the number?
200,000,000.
It's 200,000,000. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now read Revelation 7, 9.
All right. 6, 7, 9. All right.
Yeah.
After this, I beheld, and lo, a great multitude which no man could number, of all nations and kindreds and people and tongues, stood before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palms in their hands.
Aha. Anybody catch it?
Yeah, there's going to be so many people that nobody can count it.
But they could count 200 million.
So this is going to be a lot more people.
Exactly. If an army of 200 million can be counted, just think about how many must be in a group that can't be counted.
That's a lot of people.
Yo, you guys, come here.
You find something online?
Check this out.
What is it? Global Network News?
Yeah, their top story.
Oh, I want to see this. What's it say?
Where's the spot? Blah, 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 blah. Here it is. This UN spokesman says, moving the UN out of New York and into the ruins of Babylon, south of Baghdad, is a good thing.
What? When did they announce that?
Well, probably today while we were with Bruce.
Yeah, this was just posted a few hours ago. This is brand new.
Listen to this. If Carpathia is sincere about disarming the world and stockpiling the remaining 10% of weapons, I'd rather he store them in the Middle East than on an island off of New York City.
Well, I guess that makes sense.
This guy talks about the three currencies we have now.
You mean money?
Yeah, now we have American dollars, the Euro dollar, and the Asian yen. Carpathia says he wants to roll it all into one currency. Bruce thinks he wants to go no cash.
How would he do that?
I don't know, maybe an account and a card, like a credit card.
So that's okay, right?
Yeah, except that if he issues it, he controls it. And when believers start getting squeezed, Carpathia will find some way to yank our cash from us.
Just goes to show why we need to be studying and preparing.
We need to be learning the Bible like, well, as they say, like there's no tomorrow.
Well put, my friend. Let's get to it.
Many must be in a group that can't be counted.
We need to be learning the Bible like there's no tomorrow.
Well put, my friend.
Like there's no tomorrow.
Well put, my friend. Let's get to it.
Here we go, ready, set, 1, 2, 3. Step to the edge and take a leap of faith with me. Take my hand, on your mark, get set, go. Live every day like there's no tomorrow.
Well, time on this earth goes way too fast, and life's too short to just let it pass. We gotta live for God at home and in class, 'cause the next moment you have might be your last.
Left Behind is based on the best-selling books by Jerry B. Jenkins and Tim LaHaye. To find out more, check out The Underground at leftbehind.com. And for more information on the live-action audio series, stop by gapdigital.com. This live-action audio series is a presentation of Gap Digital and Tyndale House Publishers. Thank you for listening.